The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
And as I've been saying on Day Prep, this is normally where I would be telling you all about the fun stuff that you can go out and do, but because all of that stuff has been canceled, instead, we're using this time on the show to cover other information that's important for you to know in planning out your day in Southern Idaho. First, the pandemic and numbers. Yesterday, our total statewide number of cases went up to 123. 52 of those cases are in Blaine County. 37 are in Ada County. Kootenai County has 9. Canyon County has 8. Several counties are now reporting 1, 2, or 3 cases. And in Southern Idaho, Twin Falls and Kajah counties are still reporting 1 each. And as of last night, still none reported in Jerome, Gooding, Lincoln, or Minidoka County. As you know, yesterday, Governor Little issued a stay-home order, which requires all residents of Idaho to self-isolate and stay and work from home as much as possible, excluding those who work in healthcare, public safety, or for an identified essential business as defined in the order. And by the way, I'm not going to go through the entire order with you on the air, but I've got everything posted up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hot100now, and on our website at hot100now.com. But to give you the gist, yes, you can still leave your house to obtain an essential service. You got to go to the doctor or something like that. Yeah, you got to do that. Yes, you can still go buy groceries. Yes, you can still run to the bank. Yes, you can still enjoy some fresh air in your backyard. However, people at higher risk, including those 65 years of age and older, or those who are health compromised, should avoid leaving their homes at all, except when absolutely necessary. We are also to cease all non-essential travel, limit all non-essential gatherings of any number of people outside of your home, and naturally, wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze, don't shake hands, make sure you're washing doorknobs and things like that. And again, more specific information on the order can be found on our website at hot100now.com. For those who are or may soon be facing uncertainty with employment and paychecks, several Idaho utilities are working with customers to keep the lights on, so to speak. Idaho Power announced on Tuesday that they are temporarily suspending disconnections to individuals and businesses who may be facing hardships related to the pandemic. They are also waiving late fees across the board until further notice. If you receive a late fee on your bill, there is no need to contact Idaho Power, as those fees will be automatically removed. They're asking customers to pay what you can during this time so that balances don't grow to be overwhelming down the road. And if you're facing financial challenges right now, simply reach out to Idaho Power. They're going to help you through it. As far as school is concerned, we now know as of Monday, the Idaho Board of Education ordered all public schools to stay closed to students until April 20th. The order was for a soft closure, so in many districts, staff and administration are still required to show up to work. I don't know how that works now in terms of the new order from the governor, but as soon as I know, I'll pass it along to you. But I'm pretty much in the same boat that you're in. Trying to wrap your head around this and keep it straight is about impossible. As far as sending your kids back to class, that isn't happening until at least April 20th. After spring break, you'll hear from your son or daughter's teacher about keeping your child up to speed from home during the pandemic. I know we got a note on Class Dojo yesterday from my son's teacher, and next week we're supposed to go in and pick up some classwork and check out a Chromebook, and that way he can keep learning at home as soon as he wraps up the week of spring break. The Gentry Show, scheduled for April 2nd at the historic Wilson Theater, has been postponed. The show is rescheduled for July 9th, and the Bar J. Wrangler Show, scheduled for May 2nd, has been rescheduled for May 15th. The tickets you purchased for the original show will obviously be honored at the rescheduled dates, and there are still tickets available online at historicwilsontheater.com. If you cannot make the rescheduled date, call the Wilson Theater 208-436-2787, and they would be happy to provide you with a refund. Just a quick reminder, you now have until July 15th to file and pay your Idaho state and your federal taxes. And as we move through this pandemic together, every day I've recommended that you take advantage of your favorite restaurant's delivery and pickup services. I'm going to continue to do that. As much money as we can keep pouring into the Southern Idaho economy right now, the more, the merrier. We are all in a rough spot. It's going to take a while to rebound from this, and some of your small business owners are simply freaking out right now. So if you've got a restaurant that you haven't eaten at lately, and maybe you're craving like a Redbone from the Twin Falls Sandwich Company, that's the one that comes to mind in my world, I'm going to place an order on the phone with Twin Falls Sandwich Company. And to my understanding, those guys are doing delivery and pickup, and most of your restaurants here in the Magic Valley are doing either curbside pickup or drive-through, or they're going to bring it to your door through a delivery service or something like that. Just check with the restaurant, find out what they're up to. But again, If you can, please do support your local businesses through this madness. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send that info to the Hot 100 FM Facebook page or simply email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.